about to get sick from watching my TV. Been checking out the news till my eyeballs fail to see. I mean to say that every day is just another rotten mess, sure enough. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to prayer every time I hear them tell. There's no way to delay that trouble. Wednesday I watched the riot. I seen the cops out on the street. I watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. I listened to reports about the whiskey passing around. I seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. I watch while everybody on the street will take a turn to stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. Yeah.
Okay, Bob, name that tune.
That's more trouble coming every day. When you listen to the archives from last week, James, you'll see in the third hour that song got played, and then when we got knocked out, it got replayed two more times, and then Bill added on Vessel doing Looking for a City, but the what got played three times last week was the 1966 version of Trouble Coming Every Day, Zappa's song about the L.A. Watts riots. What we just heard is the 80s and more hyped up and wilder version of it. And I'd like to hear from people who don't like this music. I find Zappa's guitar very exciting. I find
all right.
What is, no, not you. Hold it on. I talk about people. You ain't a person. Okay. You're a monster. I'd like to hear from people about, are there sensibilities by that kind of music? Does it not fit the mood? They think we're supposed to be in here. I welcome all
Wait
kinds
a minute,
of opinions
there's no
about
rules.
That.
What's the big deal?
I'm interested in some people, what the reason is it's not appealing. I'm interested in why people don't find that music appealing. Did you like it, James?
Well, that's a very broad
question.
Did you like it, James?
I'm not generally, but I don't like Zappa, but I like his guitar shredding, though.
Yes, guitar shredding, you'll go for that.
Yeah.
And you would be surprised if someone... No, you recognize different tastes, but for me, it'd be surprising if one didn't like the guitar shredding. And I like to hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
The ones
when
that don't like
up,
it.
Somebody send criticism about your musical choices or something?
No. I just know there are different kinds of people. I'm interested in the different other ears, not just my ears.
Martha in Brisbane says, "Will RNA drops improve Bob's taste in music?" Oh, please say yes. So there you go.
That?
You got feedback right
that.
Away.
Is that what's... what's that? Why is my little browser thing a little slow? What's wrong with my computer?
Well, we've already addressed that already. Do you want it right here, right now?
I guess so, yes.
Well, it has to do with your conductivity.
Right, so my conductivity is a little off, so it's affecting my computer?
Apparently.
Okay, so blame me. All right. So, Martha, where's Bisbee? Is that in Australia, New Zealand, England?
Australia.
Will RNA drops improve Bob's taste? Now, I did not see this. I'm not responding to what I said. I was thinking I hadn't even looked at notes. So how's that? Totally tuned into what's happening. My connectivity is improving. Martha, I would like to hear you explain what's wrong with my taste, what
Arizona.
You're not liking.
It's in Arizona.
I mean, I think my taste is incredible, and James thinks it's incredible. He loves what I pick, the variety, the range, the decade.
Well, everyone
dance.
Has taste, Bob, but some people's taste is only confined in the interior of their mouth.
Yeah, and it's what you put in your mouth that matters, not what comes out of it.
Well, you've...
Is Ian going to let that go? Is he going to let that go, Ian? You going to let that go?
Apparently.
Yeah.
With Zappa, though, you've followed him right from the beginning, and you know him on many levels, including personally. So, and we've gone to many live concerts, and when you see him live, it's just amazing. So we have that live experience in our heads when we listen to a recording.
You're talking about personal taste. What is it, besides personal taste, that makes people like music? What is it? Vibrational proximity? Is it just taste?
You're still equating that to music?
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't respect Diane's opinions on these matters, on the musical taste thing. You're biased. I don't know why you make a big deal out of this and that, your crap stuff you offer. What? I mean, I like Vestal, but yeah, like last week, you know what Ian did? In the third hour, before we got knocked down, I played Zappa, and then he played some stupid the zippity doo dah from the 40s to bounce off the negative energies or whatever he thought Zappa did, and I had to come up with a great excuse. Oh, Ian's just showing the juxtaposition of atmospheres. But I know that Ian isn't doing that. He actually hates the damn music and feels he has to bounce it off the nursery school rhymes.
Keeping down the suicide rate, Bob.
Yeah. See, there's Ian, a panicker. Panic janitor there. which is a theme that came up last week. Now we got Stupid Youngblood, the great comedian from Atlanta, Georgia, on the line. What's up, Youngblood? Get me some more RNA drops. Here we go.
If you could dry that stuff and sniff it through a straw, you could just kind of go with it, Bob. You could just go with it.
Now listen, young bud, you call up every week with your stupid fatty comments. That's very happy, very funny, but please try to say something relevant and have a minute or two to do it rather than running off to your job.
It's interesting you say that, because that's exactly what I was going to ask Ion. So Ion, as Bob says, I always do my stupid fatic thing, but I would describe it as awesome fatic thing. But what kind of questions should I be asking you? I always use my time unwisely, perhaps, but this is fatic. What should I be asking?
Something about your own individual ascension process.
Is that true, Ion? Do you agree?
That would certainly be a good place to start. That's kind of like if you could use Bob's Santa Claus metaphor. If you're sitting in Santa Claus' lap, what would you just want to discuss with Santa Claus? What you want, not how the weather is.
Okay, that's a good analogy. Okay, here we go. I got one for you then. How can I further use my comedy? In comedy,
get rid of the degree of separation to start with, and you'll be way more funny.
You can't say the word how.
Okay.
You can, but it won't get anywhere. You ask the question, is there a possibility to increase the tray hilarity of my comedy? And we'd say, yes, get shed of the degrees of separation, and you overnight will become much more funny.
Okay, I like that. Degrees of separation. What are degrees of separation?
Who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Okay, I'll meditate on that. Okay.
Meditate? Well, or just avoid them and you're there.
Okay. Now...
Boy, you're laughing, and that wasn't even funny.
Well, sometimes the most unfunny things are funny.
Of course.
Okay. So, my individual ascension process, I am using my comedy to help that process. How? See, I can't stop saying how. What can I do further with my comedy endeavor?
Say describe or is. Begin the question with the word describe or is.
Right. Okay. The ascension process for me in regards to my stand-up comedy career can be furthered how? What do you think, Aya?
Just describe or is. Start it off with that. Is there a way?
Describe the ascension process. Ah, this is hard, you guys. That's what she said.
Well, but here's the purpose. Now, this will help you. The purpose for eliminating or avoiding the degrees of separation is because then you start asking questions that can be answered. These nebulous who, what, when, where, how, why questions can get you down a rabbit hole that you can't even ask. And you've done it so long you don't know anything else. So now you start using that to juxtapose your position of where you are in perspective to where you are within the rabbit hole that you have been conceded to. So if you can get beyond that, then you can start asking questions that all of a sudden can euphorically, blissfully move you to a position that's far beyond where you are now, which is actually what you're trying to ask, you see. So if you play with that just a little bit, it's not hard. It's actually very, 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 very simple. But the focus of the asking will predicate your answer every single time without fail or exception. Because in that aspect, you're asking from a position of what to expect when you are expecting. And that expectation, if not driven deeply into a nebulous rabbit hole is always more pleasing than not even know the purpose or the reason for having a discussion with Santa Claus in the first place.
Okay, okay, that's pretty good. That's getting some things moving up there. All right, Bob, how am I doing this time?
Excellent. You're being emphatic, not phatic. That's good.
Okay, I have another question for Ion, if y'all want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
The Comet Ilion. No? What? Go?
Continue. No, yeah, say your question.
Oh, Ion, what's up with this Comet Ilion? Is it Planet X? Going to cause Earth changes? Comet
is or describe? Start it with that.
Is Comet Ilion going to cause Earth changes?
No.
Is it going to do anything? Cool.
No. No. RNA drops will affect you more than that stupid little comet.
Cancel all your party plans.
No. I want, yeah. Screw that. We need something cool to happen, Ion.
RNA drops.
Well, if something cool happens, just like every other time, if something cool happens, it's predicated from the words that come out of your mouth. You see? And that's more fun than putting it off into some other thing. You could, you're already the only hail your mom has ever raised. Play off that. Have some fun.
Yeah, young blood, it's not what comes out of your mouth that matters. It's what you put in your mouth that matters.
It's not what you put in your mouth that defiles what comes out.
take sides. Take it. Who do you go with, young blood? Bob or Ion? Where are your loyalties?
No comment.
Well,
he won't answer questions that include degrees of separation. He won't even have it in his text.
Yeah, we're talking to Mr. Youngblood, who considers me, yours truly, the magus of our time. So, yeah, he does have loyalties here. He's wondering whether Ion can be appended to Bob. Is Bob an anti-environment to Ion? Is Ion supporting Bob? That's the issue for Youngblood. Who is predicted Ion was there on the ball before it happened and then understood immediately after a few aches and pains what it meant.
After much travail, the conclusion was being wrought. It's kind of like the Vogons in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Printed, copied, deleted, mixed, remixed, shuffled, deshuffled, buried in peat, retrieved, stamped, and then acted upon. Yeah,
and you mentioned Torchwood in the first hour. We didn't really get to highlight that, but that was something about being eternal, right?
Past
that?
No, that was already chopped off. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you checked that in the first hour. There was a little remark by Ion about Torchwood and passing. It's recent shows or something.
No, coming shows.
So listen to this, Mr.
Oops. There we
no,
there
coming
we
shows. So listen to this, young bud.
I gave it away again.
We got this Martha who's wondering about my taste in music. Well, I'm checking the notes, and she wrote in earlier. She says, does RNA drops affect the pea brain? I was congested for 2 months since I started doing the RNA drops. Maybe no connection there. Now, no wonder she can't recognize music. She's got RNA drop congestion. So, Martha...
Pain in the pea brain.
Yeah.
What you're referring to?
Yeah, what do you think of that, young bud? What do you think of this taste in music issue?
Why?
I don't know, Bob.
Don't get tricked.
Don't get tricked. What did you say, Youngblood? What did you laugh and mumble?
I don't know. I have a headache. I can't follow you guys. See, I'm at work. And then I call you guys.
I must be the RNA drops.
Okay, another question for you, Youngblood. This is Baffled New York. Sure. Baffled says, Who and what makes this Ion person an authority on life, and has he been tested by psychologists to be mentally sane? Medically, the information you're putting out is incorrect. Please stop.
Hey. Listen.
Yeah, man, just listen. We're listening. No. Inflicting disinformation. Yeah, we are totally bonkers. Wouldn't you agree, young bud? We wouldn't tolerate a caller like you if we were sane, right?
Well, you know, I think the American Psychiatric Association, they describe insanity as insanity is having a belief that a large number of people don't have. So right now we're insane, but when everybody believes in Ion, then we'll be sane.
And you know, you speak from professional acumen. I think we should bring up...
This is the same people that own Psychology Today that let blogs get on there that say black people are not as attractive as other people. Boy,
yeah.
Now there's an authority.
Yeah. And TJ in L.A. says, Jubilee year when all debts, public and private, are erased. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Yes.
And then...
bondage is released.
Yeah, and then Cider Somerset and Bridgewater, he always writes in, this is Steve the Cosmic Post, he says, hi all, the blue dwarf coming towards us. Is this anything to do with the blue star Kachina, prevalent in the Hopi prophecies concerning the cleansing of the earth?
No cleansing of the earth. Yeah, we're gonna wash this earth right out of your hair. Oh, wait.
Excellent, Ion. Yeah, can you imagine going among the New Age genre and talking to all the Native American elders, going around talking about cleansing the earth, and tell them they're damn wrong? They're damn limited? They don't understand what's happening? I tell you, would dare do that, because that's not spiritually correct.
If y'all weren't so nasty, this would be an all in a better place. Y'all's nastiness is a cause for yeah, and it's somebody else's fault.
And I'm going to flick another one on you, young blood. This is Alana from Canada. Nyerges, don't know what that word means, but Nyerges then sought to recover his attorney's fees and got a judgment against the bank. 5 more months passed, more phone calls, more letters, no payment. Nyerges went back to court and got a writ of execution, which gave him permission to seize bank assets in payment for his judgment. And that's the Florida
Bank
thing.
Of America foreclosure bump.
Yeah, and the bank's still functioning. It ain't shut down.
Well, of course it's.
But he got his money.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And then Martha says, "Oh, I was corrected. That wasn't music. I don't know why she says that. That was music, but maybe not music in the normal span of hearing. It was dog music. I mean, Zappa did address Fido all the time. You know all about Zappa, don't you, young bud?"
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with Zappa and all that.
Do you like his music?
Zappa wasn't music? You said Zappa wasn't good music?
I'm asking you, what do you think of Zappa's music?
Oh, I like it.
That's right.
The more I listen to it, the more I like it. I don't want to say I love it yet, but I know I probably would love it if I gave it more of a chance. I mean, I like...
Yeah, wait till it gets to I Got Pregnant in the Watermelon Hay. That'll be a great one.
Hey, here's TJ in California. He says, Zappa was a great musician. And I would say, TJ, he was the greatest musician that ever lived. He took advantage of the technology, which was the greatest technology ever happened. And he produced music. And if you go, hey, you shut up. You fine down. fine down. And here's the thing. You go on How Ionic, TJ, and listen to the addenda section where we have little excerpts from very confidential private readings that we violate and expose to everybody in the world. You can hear the statement about Zappa addressed to Trevor. Won't say who Trevor is, but anyways, Trevor, where Ion says that Zappa, give me some more RNA drop, where McLuhan said, where I insist that
where William Irwin Thompson,
Dr. Peter
Dr.
Beer. Got drunk and fell and was drinking cheap wine and busted the bottle, and the coach house ain't never been coached.
The close coaches. Very good embed. New information there from Ion. But Ion said that Zappa's music wasn't meant to be heard until now. He was so technically proficient, he made music 40 years ago that was designed to be heard with today's ears. Anyways, to continue with TJ, Zappa was a great musician, yet I always had the feeling that he was an overbearing pain in the ass to be around. Not true, Mr.
Not
TJ.
True.
Not
no
true.
Wonder Bob likes him so
no.
much.
Carolyn.
I like him.
Yeah, and Carolyn's the exact opposite of me, you know, prefers everything different for me. She loves Zappa, and noticed how warm he was, and they probably screwed a few times I wasn't aware of, so, but, you know, it's kind of no problem. Anyway, my intuition, says TJ, was borne out thanks to Bob McGlone.
Tell us more. This is getting good. There might be something.
Hey, coming. He's a very private person, JW. He's a very private person. He doesn't go around repeating gossip.
Oh.
Repeating Bob's gossip.
Yeah, that's why she probably still is screwing him in parallel worlds. I mean, you just can't control your partner anymore. This change in matter. My intuition was borne out. Hello, says TJ. Thanks to Bob and Glow and the Edmund Ray Show when I asked Frank a question about his song. This is when Glow channeled Frank Zappa back in 2004. So here, this is interesting. TJ was way back then monitoring my activities, and he asked Frank a question about his song Cosmic Debris. Frank sputtered an apology, went off to sulk on the astroplane. Most of his music, says TJ, seemed too camp and void of any real human warmth. You didn't hear the other music. He had equal proportions of coldness as well as warmth, if you hear all the many albums, 60, 80, 100,000 albums. And then Deb in Massachusetts goes, SH. I asked, what? Very interesting. This is a very, very esoteric question. She goes, and then she goes, I asked what? With a capital H. Very clever, Deb. Hope you follow up with some more surreptitious. Then Cheryl in Vermont says, I've appreciated every... Now, this is Cheryl. She doesn't need any RNA drops. I have appreciated every song ever played on the payroll show, Bob. Everything from Vestal to Zappa. Very good, Cheryl. And Cheryl's the most suburban, mild, repressed person you could ever meet, but she got good ears.
Cheryl, he even beats the people.
He's
even his protagonist.
Exactly.
If there ever was a Stepford wife, it's Cheryl. And
it's everyone is treated with equal
disgust.
Disdain.
We disdain everybody.
Complicity.
Yeah.
And that's the Godhead position that Ion keeps talking about. We're all going to be like Bob. Uh-oh.
Yeah, ruthless Nazi killing people left and right.
Some of them re-Bob.
So Cheryl says, hey, Ion, Fern World, the Fern World seems to be accelerating in her backyard park. Are the blackberry brambles in an... Now, look at this. She goes from talking about Zappa music to this ridiculous question about blackberry brambles in another world. Are the blackberry brambles in another world now?
What, the ferns have taken over?
What have you done, Ion? You got people trying to understand their gardening in relation to parallel worlds. She says they seem to have disappeared.
They have no chance of getting Zappa. They ought to do something.
Yeah, she says these blackberry brambles, they seem to have disappeared. Or am I imagining that?
They've disappeared.
Did they go to another world?
Nope.
But
do ferns create a different pH that doesn't, that blackberry bushes don't like?
Nope. Ferns won't grow where blackberry bushes were. It's too hot and sunny. But there are many, many exceptions.
Yeah, it could be a rule, but don't hold by that rule. It's a pattern that can be changed.
Yeah, ferns grow in wet places that are shady, like Mountain Creek Banks and that kind of stuff. Blackberries are out in the field where it's full-blown sunshine, hot, 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 dry, 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 and they're briars, and their bloom is blackberries.
So that's the answer. It's because the fern world's expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
You see that, Cheryl? Very
we
good.
Say right. We just said okay.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
Answering
I love the transition from Zappa to ferns.
Himself.
Blackberries. Incredible.
Yeah. Do you realize that we have a new big fern out front here?
Where we do?
Ah. Yep.
Well, I don't know plants. I don't recognize them. They're just non-physical.
Or Zappa.
Yeah. I don't notice anything, Carolyn. You know that. So Joe in Los Angeles.
Just checking.
I'm proud of it. Joe in Los Angeles says, "Hello, Bob. Being 30 years old, Zappa was before my time." Is this Joe?
No excuse.
No,
no excuse.
This is Joe in the bunker. He's only 30.
Oh.
This is the guy who got saved by Ion's prediction about the earthquake in Japan. But let's assume that. It's always been Joe from Los Angeles. He says, "Being 30 years old, Zappa was before my time. The Zappa song that replayed several times last week got me interested. His ears are working.
It worked."
He says, "I was amazed and wondered if this song was the catalyst for the creation of rap music." You're right there, Joe. Replace the guitar with a sound machine and Zappa is back. Fantastic. Very good. Perceptive person.
Yeah.
Zappa is the key to everything. Even the Evergreen said that in the future. Now dig this, whoever is objecting to all the Zappa talk. The Evergreen said, and they're reliable.
In the bunker till you rethink that whole concept.
Yeah, yeah. The Evergreens are a reliable disinformation source. They said many years ago that this whole era, let's say 1960, 1990, will be known as the Zappa era, just as we think of Mozart era, Beethoven era. That is how good Zappa is. All right?
And is it true he began rap music?
He started
I never
everything.
Heard that,
he
so the hip-hop community
feedback.
Is no longer, they've not given homage to that?
So many, what? Somebody saying something? James. Yes,
yeah,
James.
So the hip-hop community, I mean, as far as I know, they've never given homage to Zappa, have they, for starting that?
Well, they aren't, because he's white. But here's the thing. The point is, you may not know. When you're the hidden ground, like this show is the hidden ground of everything that's going on in the world today. We are causing everything that's happening, especially in the rewrite group, okay? So we got millions of listeners, but we're not noticed by the Android meme by Katie Couric yet. Zappa was the same way. They banned any mention of him, but he was the hidden ground. He influenced the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album. He influenced every movement. Every major musician was in his band. Pass-through was called the Zappa School, and his inventions were ahead of everybody. What was that company? Some company gave him the first Synclavier computer music. They gave a $250,000 thing just to watch him work on it and figure out uses for it. And he anticipated punk music and rap music. He called it Sprechstimme. Sprechstimme is the German word for songs where you speak the song, you sing the words. He was the first, and you heard it today. His first line is, "I'm about to get sick." Now, whoever started a song like that? And he's talking about watching TV. He was the first media columnist. He got it all covered. He's the Rumpelstiltskin of my chart. He's a key factor, and that's why Ian will knock him to the day hell freeze over, because Ian recognizes the importance of Zappa.
Whoa!
Ion is anti-environmental as a Manipian strategy. Now, back to important issues. Barbara says, "Ion, is my dad that Archangel..."
Dumbled, I'll hold you.
Hey, Dumbled, do you have anything to say?
You step back to important issues. I agree with what you say about Zappa. I'll buy that, Bob. I really will. But I got to go. This is too much fun for me at work. You know what I mean? It's just too much contrast.
That's right. You
okay,
just lose your focus.
Get back to it.
Thank you for putting up with us, young blood.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the insults like a woman.
My last stand-up went real well.
Good.
All right, I'll listen to the recordings.
All right, see you guys.
I will listen.
See ya.
Okay, see you later. Ion, says Barbara in California, who posts every week. It has been said that Archangel Michael, or one of his angels, made the Virgin Mary pregnant. Does this mean she was impregnated by an angel?
Yes.
Or assisted in the process?
Both and.
Very both and. What's the and part, Cam? Push that.
Assisted and impregnated.
And did an angel assist in it? Both and.
All right. Sasha says, "Bob, we'll start my Zappa training this week and get back to you once I've given him my attention." Very good. Going into the Zappa Holy Office.
With a beer back of Mae Brussels.
note that Mae Brussels is the alternative in the LaRouche quadrant. That's how you read the tiny note chart. And I want to put a shout-out to Akito. Akito over there in Japan, we don't know if he's still alive or how he's suffering. Is that country still happening? I don't hear anything about it.
He's doing wonderful.
He's doing okay? As I look
Mom's
at Carol.
Mom's doing great. Everybody's kicking along just fine.
They're all on their RNA drops, and they're eating
right.
up the radiation.
They're having RNA drop parties.
Yeah, well, I want to thank Akito. He upgraded the Tiny Note chart. He made it look real clear. A couple of other versions had a few errors, mistakes, misspelling. I didn't bother the people because they did what they did for free. But he did it for free, and it's perfect, and I can send it to anybody, the Akito version, if they want it. We have it available. Of course, the INETs, they get it automatically at the Dupes of Non-Physical Forum. Chris says, James, did you listen to Hillary Ramos' guest on chemtrails?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't really get into the chemtrail thing, because if you eat a chemtrail when you go to the grocery store, it's the same thing to me. I don't think energizing that issue is worthwhile. So I didn't listen to that.
Issue, it's the best thing that could happen to you.
Yeah, do you hear this, Chris? If you're listening, we're serious. Well, at least Ion is. We're human beings. We don't have to be serious. But Ion, non-physical, has to be serious. He ain't coming forward and going to make any mistakes. It's just one time to be correct, to confirm the biblical everything and the Hopi prophecies and what Shakespeare was about. Everything. Ion's here to confirm all that, complete it. And so if Ion says chemtrails are not a problem, Ion is correct, and so are you, if you agree. And so James says...
Because you can't listen to anybody else talk about it, because other human creators take a picture of their own weenie and then don't recognize it when it gets back on their
Hey, yeah, you just stimulated the economy. There's going to be 100 new porno movies that come out now.
Wait a minute, Ian. You don't notice. Ian, James is talking. You don't seem to be able to hear him. I understand. But what did you say, James?
What he did is stimulate the economy by doing that. It's going to be loads of porno movies come out. Lots of jokes all over the TV. Lots of stand-up routines are going to be talking about wieners. Doc Johnson's going to make new products. It's going to stimulate the economy.
We'll get Kitty Carlisle and Soupy Sales, and the name of the show was, instead of Jeopardy, it'll be What's My Weenie?
Or instead of Facebook, it'll be Weenie Books.
Right, that's it.
Weenie book.
And for those who are too young, I am just quoting a famous song from a famous TV show from the 60s, What's My Line, with Soupy Sales and Kitty Carlisle. So here's this guy, Chris. Okay, Chris, did you stay around? Did you hear what we're saying? You say that Hillary Ramos, the best informed on chemtrails I've come across to date. Well, Chris, call in and start countering what Ion's saying. Tell us why chemtrails is an issue, quote Hillary Ramo, and don't say to James, keep up the good work. He ain't doing the good work, at least on Wednesdays, that you're for. He's contradicting everything you're saying, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, so I don't know. Hillary Ramos is the host, the guest. I don't know who the host was, but all I'm saying is I don't pay attention to that. And I mean, the same stuff that's in chemtrails, you can just go into the grocery store and eat it. I mean, I don't pay attention to that either.
That's right. And Sabrina says, we just sent Akito another two bottles, two of RNA and Realign. Is she part of that network? I guess she does it. Anyways, Barbara says, Ion, was Jesus part angel?
Which Jesus?
Yeah, I think the third Jesus was part angel. Am I correct, Ion?
Yes.
That's why he sort of screwed up.
Well, he chose, yeah.
He chose. Okay, James, any question I missed you want to address?
Ion's sound is way off. Speak up, Ion. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, okay. Ion, he did have a problem. Did he get his new
He headset? Did, new headset last week. So, yeah, Ion,
so loud. It's so loud, it's beating James off the board, so we don't know.
Oh. Okay, you're better
Sounds
now.
Good.
That's good.
That's good. That's good.
If anybody wanted to go and hear Glow channeling, now, Ion's not a channel. I think I've seen it on the RNA Drops blog. They're introducing Ion as a channel. Ion is not a channel, not an entity. It is an environment. And I was talking to Scott Norris the other day, and he says, after considered study of the Ion world, he said, yep, Ion is an environment. He's not an entity. It's an important distinction. But anyways, back when Glow was associated with our work, she channeled things, or she actually could see Zappa McLuhan and James Joyce and did charades. We had her on the Evan Ray Show. You can go to, I'd say, February 2004, February 2005 of my timeline and hear those shows. And TJ, you can rehear Frank addressing the cosmic debris question. Just Do you have any...
Charades? You mean like that would be the channeling for the blind? Is that what that's about?
Channeling of the blind?
Charades? How do you have charades on a radio show, Bub?
Well, she would utter it. She would describe what she saw.
Well, a charade is when you're giving signals of book.
Signals of book. You mean hand signals for the blind?
Yeah.
Well, she did speak them. We couldn't see it. We couldn't confirm that she was seeing it, but she spoke them. Okay, now Lynette usually shows up every show, so here's her question. Los Angeles region she comes from. Thank you, Ion. The whole world is changing around me. It's the best, wellest, most wonderful ever, and it's only getting better. Ion, could you describe the details and proportions of Aaron's staff? She is celebrating as she goes, her little mind goes into a little question about Aaron's staff. And he says, she says, and the material and materials of which it was made, and an important lesson about the staff that will aid me to come into our power. I think she's doing satire here. She's pretending that some stupid detail about Aaron's staff will affect her. Thank you, she says. See, James, I don't think you could have read the question that way. See, I put something into it. Would you agree, James? I know how to read these questions, right?
Yeah, you put your RNA into it.
Yeah.
You put your RNA into it.
Right.
Okay. It's an RNA drinking party.
What were the proportions of Aaron's staff, of Mr. Ion, Mrs. Ion?
6 feet 6 inches long, and a diameter of 1.5 inches.
Excellent.
It was solid, and so solid that it would have been very heavy and weighty, and yet it was light as a feather.
What was the wood or material it was made up of?
You're not getting that.
So
was it gopher wood?
No.
Was it titanium? Was it from Moses' staff?
It was Moses' staff. That's where he got it.
Right. So
Moses gave his staff to Aaron.
Now, this hasn't happened yet.
And his mantle.
Yes, but Ion, it's happening in the eternal now, but from our little man perspective, Moses and Aaron's staff haven't happened.
We're not dealing with little man anymore.
Okay, well, from this, staff. So it has not happened yet, has it?
Little men are gone. Don't even.
Yeah, the ascended person regards that Genesis is the end of the Bible, not the beginning. And so, from the ascended person's view, there is no Moses and Aaron's staff yet. Do you agree with that, Ion?
No.
Why not?
Perspective, and because it's a little, why cry.
Listen, every question we get is a little person's question. I mean, you
well,
just
we're done with that now.
What? Yeah, so how are we going to talk? What are we going to talk about?
Get a brown cow and talk to it.
Yeah, that's it. You mean like Walter on Fringe?
Ow, now, brown cow.
Okay, what's the important lesson the little person or the giant Lynette will get from the staff?
Oh, that some object can hold power so successfully that she can as well. Good. She's a much better conduit than Aaron's staff.
Right. I think you're right on that.
If you can get that, then yes, no problem. And it's not some government or some agency or some judicial branch that's running you out of your happiness. That power can be held by you. Well, it is. And when
running
you start
you out of your
that
happiness.
Power all of a sudden...
Okay.
James, my computer moves so slowly, I'm trying to get back up to see the questions I missed. If you can get up there faster.
Are you being hacked?
Here's Anonymous. With regards to the oxygen comment earlier on, why then is it sometimes difficult to breathe at times while on RNA drops, Ion?
You're thinking about it.
Right, he's thinking about it. And Trevor Manchester, dear Ion, just in case you don't know, you'll be pleased to be informed that the drought has come to an end. spelled C-U-M. He actually finally got his vagina, and it's incredible. I mean, he's been pining for months.
He's fabulous.
Ion the pimp.
Now, quickly do it again before you forgot what you did.
He says, Ion, I want more, 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 and more, an unlimited flow of vagina and power now.
Yeah, you keep That's churning great. The butter, baby. You'll be all right.
Yeah, he calls it natural RNA. And
that's
of course,
not a new concept. You've heard that before.
Yeah, that's right. So here's Robert lurking in Tottenham. He says, just reading the mom blog on love. That now, it's not a blog on love. It's an interview with Marsha McLuhan in 1967.
Hold on. Let's clean this up. You weren't reading what you were reading. This is what you were reading. So let Bob tell you, Robert, what you were reading, so then you'll know that the reading that you read was the right reading. Instead, now you find inappropriately that it was the wrong reading. That's why we don't engage in reading.
That's right. So he says, just reading the mom blog in love. It's a very, go to the McLuhanonMaui.com and read the interview with Marsha McLuhan in February 1967 from the Canadian magazine called Saturday Night. Amazing talk about love and clothes and Kierkegaard. You won't make any sense out of it, even though Robert says it does make a lot of sense. But it is challenging and fun and helps you overcome your mind. So Robert says from Tottenham, the second question, can you talk a little about Gaddafi in Libya, the actual events, and why he may be staying indoors rather than coming out of town and speaking with everybody? Please, Ion, tell us, update us on Gaddafi.
Right.
Yeah, we want an update.
That before it all started.
Yeah, tell us.
He's a little bitty person who they could squash like a cockroach at any time, and instead he's maintained his place of power, he's maintained his country, and he doesn't have to get out and socialize anymore. He's doing just fine.
So he's still in power, James?
Gaddafi?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. No, he's not in his place of power. He needs some RNA drops.
But is he still a commander, Carolyn? Anybody read the news? Anybody know?
No.
What the Andrew Meme says about Gaddafi? No?
I don't believe Nobody's what they're you? Saying anyway.
Okay. Alotta, A-L-O-T-T-A, says, Ion, what would be the Wikipedia explanation for our RNA and insulinose? If we can get it on there and submit it, let's do it. The name is, so let the is have a definition that people don't need to ask questions on what it is. Now, Ion addressed this last week, but Ion, go at it again.
You want us to dictate a Wikipedia entry?
Ion, your voice is getting lower again. Can you get the...
Yeah,
no wonder it didn't blow slap out. You
yeah.
want us to dictate a Wikipedia entry?
That's right.
For insulinos, you got to be kidding.
That's right, Yolanda. You got to be kidding.
Wikipedia.
Well, okay, that brings up this 5 days, five Fridays, five Saturdays, five Sundays coming up in July, and Ion said it hasn't happened in 823 years, and then several people, including Karen, pointed out it happened in 2005, July, and it's going to happen in 2016. And Ion, talking to Ion after, made a little distinction, not Karen. What was, Ion said that no, in July, this 5 days, five Saturdays, Fridays, and Sundays, have a context that's happening in July that has never happened before.
Mm.
What is that context?
It only happens every 823 years.
The context part of it, right? I mean, obviously it happens every few years, Ion, and I'm willing to hear it out. Some people were gloating, Ion finally made a mistake, but I heard Ion spell out sort of why he was right, why she was right. Why were the they, known as Ion, correct? What is it about that July?
Yeah, tell us about the context.
Yeah, the extra vibrational proximity that Carol's telling me to discuss.
Well, no. Good question, but we're not going to... You didn't. If you,
you didn't work. You didn't beat me today, Bob.
If you're correct, it then you know you don't want to hear what we have to say.
Yes, we do. We do want to hear. And vessel's coming up, so you can.
Yeah, you're gonna get your little vessel, okay? Your little dose of DNA.
So you can be nice to us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what the heck are you trying to point out is different in your statement about July and the repeating fives?
It's proprietary, Bob.
Okay, so...
Is something important going to happen in one of those weekends?
Always.
Always something important going to happen. So the point is that if you quibble with Ion, you got to call back. You got to push it. I can tell you from experience that Ion does have more to tell you. And it's good you notice the discrepancy or that he's wrong. But don't dismiss him immediately. Come back, check it out, and maybe someday he'll tell you with the extra bit. We've had the privilege to find out the extra stuff. Okay, and you
when
could...
When you least expect it.
Yeah, when you least expect it. Now, here, Jane, who's in Maui, Carol. I wonder if this is a friend of yours. Ion, certainly not a friend of mine. I don't know any Janes. And anyways, Ion, could you give the backstory on CERN? It's trapping antimatter hydrogen atoms for 1,000 seconds, or just over 16 minutes. What's the backstory on this process? I know we have discussed it many times.
pH is changing, and so when potential for hydrogen is suspended or a negative pH is sustained, you can take and pop hydrogen like Tic Tacs.
Now, you know, just the science people out there saying, there ain't no negative pH. Another crazy statement by Ion. But let me tell you,
if there was no negative potential for hydrogen, then the same scientists would then explain that CERN was not indeed isolating, capturing, suspending the movement of a hydrogen isotope either.
And, you know, Gene, if you are a scientist or well-versed in that language and genre of speaking, have a private reading and dump your most intricate scientific information.
I wish we could get some scientists to call in here live.
Have a session and dump your most obscure information on expertise on Ion, and you'd be amazed that Ion knows that stuff. I know from experience that what Ion just said is probably totally correct, and Stephen Hawking would be impressed with what Ion just said, because Hawking knows.
Well, he's already rewrote his paradox already because of you, Bob.
That's so right, because of what he's heard here. Jane ends with her post with a clever statement, science ups the ante on matter. Ups the ante, A-N-T-I in quotes. So,
no more free poker.
Now, Jane, I hope if you're listening, you can respond to what Ion said with more questions. The point is to never finish. Keep talking to Ion, keep asking, keep probing, keep responding. That's how you get where I am.
Was that a warning, Bob? Was that the disclaimer portion of the program?
Thank you,
Bob. I did, Bob.
Hey, Carolyn, I clicked on this stupid thing and it went tiny.
Well then pull a pin tab immediately, Bob.
I am, but it's real slow. You know, you get to zoom in.
Yeah,
it doesn't hold. I'm very disconnected today, James.
I wish these scientists would call me live. I all the action is in the private quote sessions, and let's do the live session here with the scientists. I want to hear.
Yeah, we want to get the cold fusion jerks on. Pretty soon, James. Oh, another part of braggadocio. James, pretty soon you won't have to interview anybody anymore about cold fusion. Just think of that, James.
Right. Oh, Bob.
I already don't know.
I'm sorry. Okay, here's Steve. He says, this is out in Cider Somerset. Hi, all. Oh, sorry, it clicked. Regarding last week's show, my cider is not turning. In fact, it's getting sweeter the closer I'm heading towards coming into my power. The three-step process. One, I have embraced my non-physical. Two, bread of life, living water. Is that the chemical change that will happen to my body like another puberty?
No, that's what you eat.
Yeah, that's what you eat. Three, is this the cellular regeneration permanently of my meat sack body?
If you allow it. That's the third portion of the program, yes.
It will happen, but whether you will acknowledge it, I guess, is what you mean by allowing.
No, not acknowledge it. You have to allow it. Okay?
Allow it.
Because we can't wait for the complainers to come in and say,
right back after
Ion,
this.
I'm an eternal being.
James, shut Ion.
Cut him right off.
He's very polite, Ion. He knows James is trying to say something. But go ahead, James.
We're on a commercial now.
We're on a commercial.
AchieveRadio.com on PowerHits.com. The future is now. AchieveRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, new listeners and old, more good news for you. Have you ever wondered how RNA drops could change your life in miraculous ways? Well, as you begin to think about that, I want you to consider what Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, Bob Neppert, and yours truly, James Martinez, have discussed regarding RNA drops and your future. That's right. This broadcast has made history once again, and I'm proud to deliver to you what is going to be one of the greatest new products to hit the market ever. That's right. I said ever. You've heard it right here with numerous testimonials that have called and have claimed the positive results of RNA drops. And this is just the beginning. Join in the experience with us and check out JamesMartinezRNADrops.com. Once again, it's JamesMartinezRNADrops.com. Call in and let us know your stories. Remember, everyone, life gets better when you're headed in the right direction. And you'll know it's right because you're sure enough to be unsure about it, but never unsure enough not to do it. Check it out, JamesMartinezRNADrops.com.
Is your brain letting you down? How would you like to turn your brain into a well-oiled learning machine that can recall facts and figures with ease and speed? How would you like to live in a world-class tennis resort, lakeside, next door to multi-million dollar home? Live as you want, where you want. Sound impossible? I can assure you it's not. You have the tool. You can do this. All you need is to know how to use it. Welcome to SpeedRead.com.